Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go and welcome back to OAML. And welcome back to Boston, Alex Cora. Alex, it's great to talk to you once again.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're doing great. He joins us live on the Harbor One Hotline. I must tell you, in your absence over the last year, your name came up on the show a few times. Spent a little bit of time talking about you.
Just a few times, that's it?
Yeah, a couple times here and there, especially, let's say, in February. I don't know, January, March.
Actually, the last time we talked, right, was Christian's...
25 and 25, yeah.
It was right around this time because we just got back. Well, we were in Liverpool, and right around this time was like, my life changed kind of, right? And, I talked to Christian, and I think the article just came out, and, we talk a little bit like, hey, man, there's an investigation going on. But I was happy to be with Christian, and I'm happy to be back, I don't want to say I miss you guys, but I love talking to you guys, and, I'm glad that I'm back in Boston and doing the things that I love to do.
All right, so a lot has happened, right, since the last time we talked to you. So I want to get right to it because I want to bring up what happened in 17 with the Astros when that report came out. And just, I think for me, it was, I was a little upset, angry with what kind of finding out what you did, maybe disappointed that you were involved in it. And I don't know if you, first time your bench coach, caught up in the whole thing, just wanted to help and win. I was surprised because I felt you and Carlos on the team, Beltran, you already had an advantage on people with your knowledge and attention to detail. So I guess my first question would be like, why'd you do it? Why did it happen?
Honestly, Lou, I can't tell you why we did it. It's something that, looking back, obviously we're not proud of it. We had many conversations, me and Carlos. The way you can put it is kind of like we got caught in the moment, and it wasn't good. I get paid to put athletes in situations to be successful, right? As a bench coach, as manager, as a coach, it doesn't matter what role you have in a team, but to do it the wrong way, I'm not happy. I'm not happy, and I do believe, and I think you heard AJ, probably Jeff mentioned it, we had a talented team, and we wouldn't know now if without doing the things that we did, what was going to happen. I still believe that we had the best team in the big leagues, but it was something that it was a mistake, and we paid the price. We're paying the price. We will keep paying the price I don't mind that. Like I said a few days ago, and the only thing we can do is move forward. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the commissioner does the investigation. The report comes out. Everybody reads the report, and that night it's characterized as the masterminds of this cheating scandal with the Houston Astros is Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran. Now we heard that Hinch is out, Luno is out, but you were characterized as the mastermind. Everybody was saying that in the media. How did that make you feel?
Not great, to be honest with you. I said it during the summer, and I think I will keep saying it. we made a mistake, you know, as a group. And I don't know if that's the right way to put it on us. I just believe that we decided to do something that it was against the rules, and you know, we've been paying the price. You know,
excuse me, Alex. You say we and us, but they were pointing the finger at you. They were basically saying that you were the guy behind it. That's the way it was being characterized. I gotta believe that drove you crazy, because you're telling us that there were other people involved.
No, I mean, if everybody was involved, that's the bottom line. That's the way I see it. And fair or not, you know, if people wanted to say that during the investigation, they had the reasons. You know, one thing for sure, I was very open throughout. And I don't know, the way it came out, it really hurt. You know, I mean, just see the report and everything that was saying, I was as surprised as anybody, because that was the first time I saw the report. But, you know, it is what it is. I think I paid the price. I think some of the players, they were very open about it when they were asked about me and Carlos. And I leave it at that. You know, there's nothing I can do, right, to erase the past. The only thing I can do is live in the moment, keep moving forward. Obviously, there's other stuff that I have to do as a person to keep getting better, but there's nothing I can do as far as the things that they said, that the report said. I know I was wrong, and that's it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the other thing is, Alex, is just, you know, when you talk about the trash cans, so, you know, you guys are banging all these trash cans, and it looks like it's real obvious that, you know, you guys are up to something. I'm just like, I'm curious to know, like, how did you think that you guys would get away with it and nobody would notice it?
The thing that I can tell you, Christian, and I mentioned it during the summer, you know, whoever was in that dugout, whoever was walking around, whoever was in the game, knew what was going on. And then, you know, that's from our end. As far as the opposition, you saw, I think you read about, you know, what the White Sox, kind of like they pick on it late in the season. Besides that, I can't even tell you what the opposition was thinking, what they were doing. Obviously, we're living in a part of the baseball that stealing signs is part of what teams do, you know. And we saw teams, and we did it too. I mean, we switched signs, and we did everything possible to avoid the opposition to steal signs. The other teams were doing the same thing. But as far as like what they were thinking, or are we going to get caught? I don't know. I can't tell you one thing for sure, and I'll say it again. I'll keep saying it, man. You look back and the way we did things and the way it went out, you know, it wasn't the right way. And for me personally, I paid the price. Carlos did the same thing. AJ did the same thing. Jeff did the same thing.
But here, Alex, you know, I just want to cut you off, because, you know, I think you were going to mention AJ Hinch, I think, you know, as far as paying the price. I just thought it was, you know, talk about accountability, talk about hurt, you know, and here's AJ Hinch, who's going out there, you know, talking about, you know, breaking TV cameras, saying that he tried to stop it. You know, I'm just curious, you know, how did it make you feel when it seemed like he was throwing this on your lap? You talk about accountability.
No, I mean, honestly, Christian, and this is something that we talk about as a family, you know, I'm past that. I'm past, you know, who said what, the investigation. The only thing I know, and the only thing I have to care about, is like, I made a mistake. I paid the price. I have to live with this, and I have to move forward. You know, the players, the front office, the people that work with me, I still respect. We have relationships with some of them. You know, I do. But as far as the other stuff that what people think, I'm not in that game. You know, I want people to judge me for what I did, and what I did was wrong.
So, Alex, you talked about some of these, the report comes out, some of the tough conversations you've had to have with people close to you. I know you got a couple young kids, but you got a daughter that's kind of that going into college age. your brother, and nobody wants to disappoint their mom. What were those conversations like? How hard was it for them, you to look to them or talk to them and say, yeah, you know, what's in that report is true?
I still remember when I came back, right? That was, I think it was right before winter weekend, you know, and when I got home, you know, the whole family was at home except Joey. Joe was in Pittsburgh, and yeah, they're there for, you know, to support me, but at the same time, it's embarrassing, you know, like, I'm not supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to, you know, and this started in November, right? You know, like when the article came out and we had conversations about it. I don't know. One thing I always talk about, and as you guys know, my dad passed away when I was 13. And for how tough all this stuff has been for the family, just thinking about the way he probably will think, you know, think about me and how upset he will be, you know, obviously we can't do it because he's gone, but I disappointed a lot of people and I disappointed him. And that's probably the thing that really hurt, you know, like he was so great to us and he did everything possible to teach us the right way. And I slipped, you know, I crossed the line, and for that, I'm really sorry. You know, talking to my daughter, I mean, she's 17, and things are about to change in one semester, right? Two semesters, and she got to keep going. But I got to make sure that she understands that we make mistakes. That my mistakes, yeah, it was a big one. It was public, but at the same time, you know, she's going to meet people that they make mistakes, you know. And as long as you're genuine and you're sorry and you use your mistakes to be better, you know, that's what matters. Hopefully she doesn't make mistakes. I hope so, you know, but to bounce back and use your mistakes to teach others that, hey man, you can be better. You don't need to do this. Well, that's the only way you can do it. And so far so good. I know she still has questions sometimes, you know, she reads and she sees what's going on, and it's an open lane, and she knows that whenever she's in doubt, you know, she can come to me and ask me questions, and I'm very open about it.
We're talking to Alex Cora here on OMF, the former and present manager of the Boston Red Sox. You know, Alex, every time we talk to a player, players defended you, certainly far more, I think, than some of the fan base did. How did it feel to have a guy like Joe Kelly rip the players out there for talking to Major League Baseball after they received immunity?
You know what? I saw what happened with Joe, and I you know, I know what he said. Me and Joe have a great relationship. One thing that out of all this mess, you know, they defend their manager, they defend Alex, the manager, but the way I see it, relationships matter. I don't know. I haven't asked him the reasons he said what he said, but as far as like relationships and the way he sees me off the field matters. And I'll have that conversation with Joe. I don't know, whenever, you know, if we play them or soon, but it's one of those that, yeah, I get it. You really like me. You really appreciate me. There's more than just a manager-player relationship, but at the same time, understanding that I made a mistake, and he understands that matters too. And I know probably he does, but we haven't talked about that. And that's what I want to tell all my players, you know, for how much you like me as a manager or you like me as a person, you have to realize that, hey, you know, I fumble it, you know. I wasn't good a few years ago, and, you know, they need to understand that part, too.
We got a lot more questions for Alex Cora, and he's been nice enough to hang in there for a second segment. So we will be back with Alex Cora right here on OMF.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Brother Mars, you got. Welcome to the paradise. Father!
Cuatro abrazos y un café.
All right, back here on OMF, Alex Cora, back as manager of the Boston Red Sox, announced on Tuesday outdoors at Fenway Park, and he is joining us here on the Harbor One hotline. Not only did you come back, but I saw, Alex, that JT Watkins is back. People apparently in the organization really like him. I was a little surprised that he's back because he's the one guy that did receive a suspension in the investigation, the one person that they found wrongdoing. They did not find wrongdoing with you. So I ask you, are you in any way a concern that any type of indiscretion by him or anybody else in the organization, because eyes are going to be pierced on you guys, will have the fingers being pointed at you because of your past?
Yeah, I mean, I said it the other day, you know, if I or us fumble this one, I'm out of the game. So that's a decision that I made when I decided to, you know, accept Haim's phone call and talk to him. It's something that I know, you know, I put myself in this spot. Obviously, there's no more gray areas. If you read the report, there was a lot of gray areas. Well, you know, no more gray areas. You know, I have to be, you know, in tune with that and everything that happens around myself with people that, you know, they're going to be on top of that, you know, and I think we're going to be fine. I'm going to be fine in that end. And at the end, like I said, you know, this is my last chance, to be honest with you. So, you know, do what you're supposed to do on the field, off the field, get this this team to play the way we want them to play. And hopefully I can manage for a long, long time.
Alex, the other day you talked about reasons why you didn't say, you know, bring what happened in Houston to Boston, and you talked about a meeting before 2018 with BOH, Brian O'Halloran, the GM now, and Dave Dombrowski, the GM at the time, and I think there's been some confusion. I think I've heard a lot of people react to what you said and say, these three guys sat down, talked about what Alex did in Houston, and said, no, we can't bang trash cans here in Boston. Is that what that conversation was?
No. Imagine that conversation. Probably no chance I'll be talking to you guys.
Right.
Jesus, you know, it's about people don't understand that, you know, what happens from 7 to 10 on the field, that's what you guys see. You know, what happens before, during winter meetings and GM meetings and all that stuff, you know, that's the tough part of the job. And one thing, you know, and you know, if you read the report, you know, the organization was very proactive as far as talking about sign stealings and all that stuff, you know, and Dave and BOH and the people that were in charge, you know, they were on top of it. You had meetings with Joe Torre and you listened to them. And, you know, I do believe that the league had an idea what was going on, you know, around the league. Obviously, the Red Sox and I think the Yankees, you know, people talk about them in 17, but I think they were very aware that there was a lot of stuff going on, and they were very open about it in meetings and phone calls and all that. So it's not that one thing for sure, you know, the way people portrayed, you know, it's like it's my system. You own it and you take it, whatever, you know, like, because we made a mistake doesn't mean that. But at the same time, you know, people were very proactive in the organization. MLB was proactive too. And, you know, I mean, it's not that, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. No, no, no. You know, I was very aware of everything that was going on, and, you know, it didn't happen.
Alex, are you confident you were Chaim Bloom's choice and there was nobody else kind of in his ear telling him what to do?
100%. 100%. I went through the process, and, you know, it was something that, you know, very, very genuine. It was tough at one point. It was, you know, it was very informative. You know, he asked questions, and I gave him answers. I had questions, and he gave me answers, and we went back and forth. And it's funny because everybody at one point was like, he's not his guy, that's not him, whatever. You know, we worked together, actually. We worked for 3 months, and the relationship was good. And I do believe that, you know, they did everything possible. You know, they had their candidates, and they went through the whole process, and, you know, at the end, you know, they decided it was me, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, there was a report that you said, just like the movie Aladdin, do you trust me, Chaim Bloom? Is that true? And did you, like, just watch that? Did you just watch that with your kids, and you said, I'm going to throw this out there?
No. We don't, no? You know what? We haven't watched that one. We watch a lot of PJ Masks. That's what we watch, and I never seen that.
But
know?
Did you tell him? Do you trust me?
Nah, man. It's. I mean, this is all about trust, obviously. And yeah. He had a lot of questions. Yeah. He had a lot of questions. You know, imagine. You know, trying to interview a guy that, you know, he was suspended for what we did. You know, and I understood that from the get go. You know, I appreciate that, because at the end, you know, it's all about having confidence in somebody. And if I was a GM, you know, I would have done the same thing. And I'm just happy that, you know, he decided it's me. And now, you know, I feel it's back to normal, you know, after talking to you guys. Hopefully we can get back to talk baseball and not my past. I'm not going to hide from my past, but I want this to work. I want to win our little World Series for the Red Sox, you know, help this franchise to get back, and we have a lot of work to do.
We will certainly do all of that. And before we do that, though, I've got to bring up this Jeff Lew now, who commented in the last couple days. Apparently, he's now doing a podcast as well. I don't know if you've heard this comment. He was talking about the Red Sox investigation, and I'll quote him here. I don't hear anybody asking how the front office there could not know. The only people that got punished were a video person, and they pretty much let everybody else off the hook. So it doesn't pass the sniff test for me or for a lot of baseball fans as well, end quote. Isn't Jeff Lew now the same guy who kind of pleaded ignorance to all of this stuff when you and Beltran got thrown under the bus?
You know what? Actually, I haven't talked to Jeff in a while. And if we have to talk, we'll talk. But I don't agree with some of the comments. I went through the process. Actually, I went through both processes, and I'm not proud of it. And I can tell you, the same way the Department of Investigation did it with the Houston Astros, they did it with the Boston Red Sox. I think it actually took longer, the Red Sox investigation. So I leave it at that. But you know, if somebody's gonna talk about both processes, it's me, and I'm not proud of it, obviously. But I know how it went down. I know how tough it was and what they did. And I do believe the Department of the Investigation did their due diligence, you know, in both investigations, and they decided what they decided.
So, Alex, you know, when you were announced manager for this team, I think a lot of people, Red Sox fans, were excited. But we sat here taking some phone calls about some Red Sox fans who maybe who aren't excited. You know, look at what you did in the past. What do you say to those people, and how do you expect this to go here with them?
Understandable, to say the least. You know, people have their own opinions, and they're entitled to it. But at the end, I'm here, you know, and, you know, all I can do is work hard and get this team back to playing clean baseball and do the things that we know we're capable of. That's all I can say. I know there's two sides, right? They're very excited Alex is back. Others, they're not. But, you know, I'm here, you know, and people trust me to do the job. And one thing for sure, I'm not going to disappoint them.
What do you say to a Red Sox fan who looks at the 2018 title and says it's tarnished? Or Yankee fans or other fans who are telling Red Sox fans it's tarnished?
I mean, they're entitled to their opinion. One thing for sure, don't just read the headline of the report. Read the report, you know. And I think if you go through it, you might find that your opinion might be, you know, might be wrong or it might be right. But, you know, we live in a society that, you know, they read the headline and they draw conclusions. And I think you have to read the whole thing, just like you have to read the whole thing with the Astros. And from there, if your opinion is that our titles were tainted, so be it, you know. But I think it was very, very clear in our report in 2018, the way, you know, things went or didn't go, you know, and I think that's the way it should be. Just make sure you read the whole thing, and from there, you make your own decision.
So, Alex, you know, I heard you in your press conference, you know, at Fenway Park, you know, talking about how you don't want this to be considered, you know, like a comeback story. Why not? And what's wrong with it being considered a comeback story? Because it is.
I just don't believe. Yeah, it is in a sense, but you know, I don't want people to see me like the underdog or feel sorry for myself, you know, and just that's the reality. What happened, you know, it was wrong, and I have to own it, and I have to live with it. You know, if we win the World Series and then we are consistent and we're dancing, you know, every year and we have a chance to win it, so be it. But don't forget what I did. I really don't mind that, you know, don't mind that. I think that's going to make me a better person, you know, and I think, like I said, you know, I have to make sure the people around me, they're better, you know, and if I have to use my story for that, I'll do it. But, you know, I don't want to be Rocky Balboa or whatever, you know. I'm just Alex, and I messed it up, and it is what it is, you know.
So,
because I made a mistake, it doesn't mean that I have to be the underdog now, whatever. No. I am who I am. I'm confident in what I'm capable of doing. I know I can manage at the big league level. I know I can be successful. So let's leave it at that.
Alex, John Henry once said when they hired you that one of his concerns might have been that you were too confident. And you won a World Series as a bench coach. You won a World Series the first year. We remember talking about how it's not always going to be this easy. 2019 wasn't easy. Then this thing happens. So you said you were humbled. Is that part of it? Is it still overconfident, Alex? Were you humbled as far as, you know, everything you do kind of works out perfectly? Because that's kind of what it was like for the first 2 years.
I mean, I learned a lot this year. But at the end of the day, I'm going to attack my job the same way I know how to attack my job, you know? Like, I'll be all right. But, you know, it's something that I can't hide, you know? Like I've been saying all along, it's gonna follow me everywhere. That's, I mean, you go to New York, they're going to let me know. And you go to Houston, they're going to let me know. We go to the Dodgers, they're going to let me know. But at the same time, as far as, like, preparation and using the information to be ready and trying to make these guys better, that's not going to change. That's not going to change. You know, I was suspended for the right reasons. I was away from the game for the right reasons. But while I was away from the game, you know, hey, man, I was paying attention, and I learned a lot of things from the game. And those things I'm going to use to my advantage and to our advantage and for the organization advantage. And, you know, one thing for sure, You know, Hein Bloom has a plan. The organization has a plan. I'm part of it, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I think the only people who are upset about you returning is probably me.
Why?
I'm the only person. Well, because, you know, I feel like my access to the team is going to be removed now. You know, because for the longest time, Alex, I've been begging and pleading, you know, to get some, to play third base or, you know, maybe get some BP or something like that. And you kept promising and you never gave it to me.
It was actually being a ball boy.
Yeah.
I'll do that too.
I don't know about the third base part of it. No. It was,
I don't know.
You were going to be a ball boy in spring training.
Ron Renneke hooked you up.
So here's what the Red Sox allowed us all to do. But I actually, for me, I got to call, you know, an inning of a game. I want you to judge my skill, okay? I got two calls for you. One is just a routine fly ball that first time ever doing this. So have mercy on me. But give me your opinion of this one.
Thompson.
Oh, deep right. That's going to drop. Good catch by Tyler Espin. I had to look and see who it was.
Catch. Wait, so you got the fake home run.
I thought it was gone. The wind was blowing and it made a drop. So that's the first one. Okay, so Alex, here's...
Was that JetBlue?
Yeah, it was JetBlue.
It was during
the preseason.
A lot of wind that day. Okay, yeah. So here's...
It's
here's,
not preseason. It's exhibition games, bro.
Whatever. Yeah. It's like practice games. Yeah. Fine. Here's my home run call.
Oh, but he's a little funky.
Oh, there goes deep left center. This is out of here. No, it's going to hit the wall. No, it isn't. Damn it.
It was caught.
Pretty good, right?
What'd you think?
That's pretty good.
He's no joke of Stig, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
I think it's gonna hit the wall. I mean, where are we at? You know, like clean it
deep
up.
Left center. This is out of here. No, it's gonna hit the wall. No, it isn't. Damn it.
Oh my god.
I like it. He corrected himself.
You went from very excited to like disappointed that the ball
bummed.
Didn't hit the wall.
I wanted to go out. What do you say, A plus?
We got work to do. We got work to do, but I mean, you know, you're more than welcome, you know, in spring training.
To do it again.
We'll find something better for you to do.
Please.
You know, like.
Please.
Play by play. I mean,
not
you're the
thing.
Expert in hockey. Yeah. You're the expert on NBA. No. You're the expert in MLB.
Yep.
Not calling games. You're all around, brother. All around.
Yeah, it was a little shaky. We took some heat for a few weeks, but you know what that's like, okay? So you've dealt with that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we appreciate your time, and it's obvious you're taking responsibility for your actions, and you know how this all works. You live with it, and now you're going to be judged on your actions going forward. So we wish you the best of luck, and people, and us too, we'll be watching you. And the next time we sit down and talk, hopefully we'll be talking baseball, Alex.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk baseball and, thank you for your support. Obviously, you know, it's been a tough year, but I think to be able to look forward is good, not only for me, but for the family. You know how I feel about the Boston Red Sox and, is get back to play good baseball and hopefully we can win a World Series, okay?
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Alex.
All right, Alex.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
See ya. That is Alex Cora. Right here on the Harbor One Hotline on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.